Today on Gardening in a Minute, floating hydroponic gardens. Hydroponic gardens consist of plants grown without soil. Instead, these plants are grown in a nutrient-rich solution. A floating garden is easy to build and can provide a large number of nutritious vegetables for home use. Best of all, hydroponic gardens avoid weeds and other pest problems common to soil-grown vegetables. Floating gardens are great for growing lettuce, cucumbers, and many types of herbs. You can build your floating garden using preformed containers or build larger ones with wood sides lined with plastic. Fill your garden with a nutrient solution and add your plants, which will be supported by a styrofoam sheet. Then stand back and watch them grow. The care is easy. You won't even need to water your plants because they get everything they need from the nutrient solution. For more information about hydroponic gardens, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, caladiums. Caladiums provide beautiful tropical color in the summer landscape and are easy to grow in containers, beds, or borders. Caladiums grow well in all parts of Florida. The heart-shaped or strap-shaped leaves of caladiums come in a wide range of colors, from red to white to pink to green. They do best when grown in partial shade, but some varieties grow well in full sun. Caladiums prefer moist, well-drained soil that has been improved with organic matter such as peat moss, compost, or composted manure. Plant your caladium tubers in the ground in the last part of February in South Florida or in April in Central and North Florida and enjoy these lush plants throughout the spring, summer, and fall. For more information about caladiums, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, poison ivy. In the spring, many people become active in their yards and gardens. Unfortunately, that often means an encounter with poison ivy. Poison ivy is a vine that grows in yards, along fences, and around trees, and usually has three leaflets. Contact with the oils found in poison ivy can cause painful, itchy blisters. You can encounter the oils by touching any part of the plant or by touching animals or clothes that have come in contact with poison ivy. Signs of infection typically appear 24 to 72 hours after contact. Remove poison ivy from the landscape only when wearing gloves, which you should immediately wash separately from other laundry. Do not burn poison ivy because even the smoke can carry toxins. Become familiar with poison ivy's appearance and watch out for this obnoxious plant. For more information on poisonous plants, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, fertilizing your vegetable garden. Vegetable garden success begins with proper preparation and continues with quality care. Your garden will need nutrients for best growth. General use and vegetable gardening fertilizers can be used to supply these nutrients. There are many fertilizing techniques. Some gardeners put fertilizer in the bottom of their rows under a layer of soil before planting. Others spread fertilizer in small trenches dug on either side of planted rows. Just make sure that young roots are not in direct contact with the fertilizer. You can also scatter fertilizer over the entire garden area, either by hand or with a spreader. This technique is called broadcasting. Fertilizer should be applied to the garden before planting and then regularly throughout the season. The vegetable and soil type will determine when you fertilize. For more information about fertilizer, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, begonias. Begonias are a commonly used bedding plant that provides striking color to the landscape throughout the year. The begonia family contains more than 1,200 species and hybrids, many of which are commonly grown as potted foliage plants. In the landscape, bushy, fibrous-rooted wax begonias are the most popular. Wax begonias are tender to the cold, so should be planted in the spring after the danger of frost has passed. Their flowers of pink, white, and red have rich color even during the summer. To be most effective in the landscape, begonias should be used in masses rather than mixed with other annuals. Begonias thrive in light, well-drained soil with lots of organic matter. Plant them as soon as possible after purchase, which will give you even more time to enjoy these pretty plants. For more information about begonias, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.